Hi, I'm Hyun-ho. I'll be talking about neural adaptive content-aware internet video delivery. Adaptive streaming has been widely deployed and has become a primary tool for improving user quality of experience. In adaptive streaming, a video is encoded into multiple quality levels and divided into fixed-size chunks. Then, a client runs an adaptive bitrate algorithm, or ABR, to choose an appropriate quality for the given network bandwidth. There has been a lot of work in adaptive streaming, including optimizing ABR algorithms. All of this work focuses on how to best utilize the network resource. Nevertheless, there is a fundamental limitation that video quality heavily depends on available bandwidth between servers and clients. So when network becomes congested, video quality suffers directly. Our observation is that client computing power is scarcely utilized in video delivery other than for decoding standard codecs, despite the fact that client computing power has been rapidly grown over the last decade. Our second observation is that while standard codecs efficiently reduce redundancy within a group of pictures, they don't exploit the redundancy that occurs at large timescale or across GOPs. These codecs apply intra-frame coding to reduce page redundancy and inter-frame coding to compress a motion picture. The common size of GOP is 2 to 10 seconds in adaptive streaming because it must support seamless switching between multiple quality levels. However, we observe that most videos have redundancy that occurs at large time scale, such as reoccurring object and scene. For example, in the basketball game, same player, scoreboard, and stadium frequently reappear over the entire duration of the game. However, standard codecs lack any mechanisms for exploiting such redundancy that occurs at large timescales. In this work, we argue that deep neural network, or DNN, presents tremendous opportunities for overcoming two limitations. First, DNN allows to utilize computing resources to enhance video quality independent to network resources. In particular, super-resolution DNN recovers a high-resolution image from a low-resolution image. Next, DNN can be trained and operate over an entire video. Therefore, DNN effectively exploits the redundancy that occurs at large timescale. Based on these key observations, our work answers two questions. First, can you overcome the current limitations of internet video delivery via DNN? And if so, how much QE improvement can you achieve? Next video shows the answer. The left one is what existing adaptive streaming delivers under real network traces. Our new video delivery system, called NAS, takes this video and generates the high-quality version at the right. Therefore, a client now watches video in high quality even when network becomes congested. NAS enables this by applying super-resolution DNN on top of bitrate adaptation. Just as in existing adaptive streaming, a client runs an ABR algorithm to select a proper resolution video. When a low-resolution video is downloaded, ranging from 240p to 720p, the client actively uses its computing power for applying super-resolution DNN, which generates a 1080p or higher resolution video. As the first step, NAS considers servicing popular on-demand videos, such as those from YouTube and Netflix. For computing devices, NAS covers the desktop-class GPUs from the entry level to the high-end level. However, there are two initial challenges. First, the accuracy of DNN-based super resolution is unreliable for unseen and new content. In some cases, existing generic super resolution even degrades the video quality in terms of SSIM, which is a popular quality assessment metric. For the real-world deployment, DNN performance should be guaranteed. Next, a client must process DNN at real-time to support online video streaming, but client computing devices have different capacity. Within the latest desktop GPUs, the entry level is 5 times slower than the high-end level. So, adaptation to computing power is required. Let's now look at the key designs of NAS. To provide reliable quality, we take a content-aware approach. When a video is uploaded, a server generates a content-aware DNN per video. Here, the DNN is trained and later applied on the same video. Therefore, the content-aware DNN delivers the training accuracy instead of the testing accuracy. Since DNN typically achieves near zero training error, so-called overfitting, this provides reliable and high quality. To train a content-aware super resolution, we first prepare training data, which is a pair of a raw resolution and the highest resolution images extracted from a video. We then update the DNN parameters to minimize the error between the DNN output and the target. Finally, we obtain a content-aware DNN per video. This content-aware approach can be seen as a new type of video encoding. We apply a content-aware super resolution frame by frame on top of existing codecs. The codecs and the content-aware DNN each exploit short time scale and large time scale redundancy. Next, just as existing adaptive streaming adapts to available bandwidth, NAS also adapts to available computing power. To enable this, a server provides multiple quality DNN, each requires different amount of computing power. The higher the DNN quality level, the bigger the DNN size, and the more the computation required. Now, a client needs to select a DNN that runs at real time. The entire DNN size is several megabytes, so downloading all DNNs unnecessarily delays video streaming and consumes bandwidth. However, we observe that the actual wave values of a DNN doesn't affect the inference speed. Therefore, the server only delivers the description of DNN models by a manifest file, including the number of layers and channels. The client then generates mock DNNs whose parameters are randomly initialized. Finally, the client test runs these mock DNNs and selects the highest quality that runs at real time. Overall process only takes around 1 to 3 seconds, depending on GPU models. Now, a client should download a DNN for each video, but this introduces 2 additional challenges. First, it can take a long time to download and utilize the DNN. For example, the size of ultra-quality DNN is roughly equal to 21 seconds of 360p video. So it would be great to provide incremental benefit in downloading a DNN. Next, a DNN competes bandwidth with video, so aggressively downloading a DNN could degrade video quality or occur rebuffering. Since an adaptive bitrate algorithm already handles unpredictable bandwidth variations, it is desirable to integrate DNN download decisions with the ABR. Here, we want to make a client to utilize partially downloaded DNN rather than just waiting for a full model. To enable this, we implement a scalable DNN. Basically, a DNN consists of multiple layers of a nonlinear unit. We allow additional bypassing paths from the intermediate layers to the last layers and train all these inference paths. A server then divides this DNN into similar size chunks. Next, a client requests the first DNN chunks, which consist of the required layers, and reconstructs a minimal DNN, whose size is around 1/3 of a full model. After that, the client requests the remaining DNN chunks with optional layers, updates the DNN, and achieves incremental quality enhancement. Finally, a client still has to decide when to download the DNN. For this, we take DNN-based reinforcement learning approach and make it learn when to download the content-aware DNN. We extend the state-of-the-art reinforcement learning-based ABR called PANSIP. And I'll briefly explain the PANSIP and our modifications. At each time step, the PANSIP agent takes throughput measurements, past bitrates, and the playback buffer occupancy. And the agent chooses the bitrate for the next video chunk. And the video player returns the QA metric, which consists of bitrate, rebuffering, and the smooth sims of quality. By training more than 10,000 video streaming sessions, the agent learns to maximize the total QE over an entire video. To integrate DNN download decisions, we gave the agent the number of remaining DNN chunks to download and add an action that downloads DNN. In addition, we revised the QA metric to reflect the DNN-based quality enhancement. So when the agent downloads the DNN, it receives higher yield of the scalable DNN for later videos. Throughout the comprehensive experience, the NAS agents learns proper time to download the DNN that results in the highest QoE. We implement NAS client using dash.js, which is a reference implementation of MPEG-client. Also, we run a DNN processor as a separate process. When a video chunk is downloaded, the video player keeps it in the playback buffer. When a DNN chunk is downloaded, the DNN processor loads it on the client computing device. Then, the DNN processor takes the video chunk in the playback buffer and applies the super resolution DNN. Finally, the video player replaces the original chunk with the DNN enhanced chunk. We now evaluate NAS by answering three questions. First, we compare the performance with existing bitrate adaptation that doesn't apply DNN-based code enhancement. Second, we show a cost-benefit analysis assuming NAS is deployed for a content distribution network. Finally, we show that NAS effectively adapts to a wide range of GPU models. We conducted our experiments by running video streaming session over 17 hours of real network traces collected from 3G network and broadband network. Also, we used 27 popular YouTube videos whose length ranges from 5 to 24 minutes and encoded the videos following the YouTube and Dash recommendations. I want to first show you the highlight video. The left half is what existing adaptive streaming delivers under real network traces. NAS enables clients to watch the right half version by utilizing their computing power via super resolution DNN. We could see that video becomes much more clear in NAS. To quantify this benefit at the client side, we compare an objective QoE metric, which consists of bit rates, rebuffering, and the smoothness of qualities. Here is the CDF of QoE of the previous bitrate adaptation method, and this is what NAS achieves. Overall, NAS improves user QoE by 43% over PANSIB and 92% over BOLA, which is the default ABR in dash.js, using the same amount of bandwidth. We now compare the overall server-side cost in using a NAS CDN. For bandwidth, Amazon CDN instance charges from 2 to 8 cents per gigabyte depending on total data usage, and we assume the highest bandwidth cost. NAS uses 17% less bandwidth on average to deliver video in same quality. However, NAS pays an upfront cost to train super resolution DNNs, and this amounts to 23 cents per minute of video using a Google Cloud instance with a GPU. The graph shows the cumulative cost per minute of video over total viewing time. When the total viewing time reaches 30 hours, NAS CDN recoups the initial training cost. Therefore, NAS can even save the video delivery cost for CDN. Finally, we run NAS clients each with 6 different GPU models and measure their performance. The table shows the DNN quality levels and the corresponding GPU models that runs at real time. For example, GTX 1050 Ti, the cheapest one, run at the low-quality DNN. Next, the graph shows the CDF of QoE for each quality level. And we can see that a device with higher computing power receives greater benefit. To sum up then, I have talked about three things. NAS maximizes user QoE by applying super resolution on top of bitrate adaptation. We believe NAS represents a new type of encoding that utilizes both short time scale and large time scale redundancy. To enable this, NAS accommodates four key designs: content-aware DNN, multiple quality DNNs, scalable DNN, and integrated ABR. Finally, we show that NAS can either improve user QoE or reduce video delivery cost for CDN. Thank you for your attention.
We have time for a few questions.
Hi, I'm Daniel from Shanghai Jiao Tong University. And I have a quick question about the compress rate of your algorithm. It seems to me you just provide a new compress and decompress algorithm for the video with the help of DNN, right?
Actually, we build our system upon standard codec and standard adaptive streaming framework. So we use standard codecs to encode and decode video, and, yes. and then apply the super resolution
yes. DNN to. So I'm curious about the compress rate, just like the sum of the size of the low resolution video and the size of DNN compared with the original high resolution video. So can you give me some hint about the compress rate of your algorithm?
This evaluation, we answer your question partly, and we measure that for delivering the same quality, NAS uses 70% less bandwidth on average, so this can be your answer for compression range.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, it's Minghai from Shanghai Jiaotong University. It's very interesting work, and I have a question about the power consumption on the client. Have you ever tested the power consumption or energy consumption changes after using your NAS?
Actually, our current target is the desktop GPUs, and when we measure the power consumption, actually it fully utilizes the GPU.
But will that make the, for example, the laptop can work less hours? So maybe when I see videos, I can watch for 10 hours, but with NAS, I can only watch the video for 5 hours, and the laptop runs out of energy.
Actually, there are a line of work in deep neural network to minimize the energy consumption for inference to deep neural network. So I think we could handle that issues when we deploy the new kind of deep neural architecture or some kind of improving our processing algorithms. In current status, we use the desktop GPU and we fully utilize the GPU.
Okay, thank you.
We have time for one last question.
Hello. Hello. I'm Shuti Wong from UC San Diego. I want to ask about before you're training the super resolution DNN, it requires many different resolution of the video. And in large scale, you need to do transcoding to do that, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then I mean transcoding in large scale will be a pain of like adopting this deep neural network. Are you agree?
Could you say it again?
I mean transcoding a lot of videos in real time is a pain, like you need to have a lot of CPU or GPU to work on that, right?
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah, so if you want to prepare like a model for each video, like maybe in YouTube scale, you will need a lot of computational power, right?
Oh yes, that's right. That's right. So we are currently targeting on some popular on-demand videos, not all YouTube videos, because YouTube, there are long tails in some kind of considering the popularity. So And we consider we are targeting on popular videos, and our training cost can be amortized over the total viewing time. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.